Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And we're back. Well, from yesterday.
Well, okay, sure. But he's been doing the whenever we start the show or come back.
Yes.
He's been doing that. And we're back every time.
Yes.
So I just kind of want to keep that tradition going a little bit.
Sunday night tradition.
Sunday night tradition. The other Sunday night tradition is Captain's Log, Stardate 06122022. It's the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me tonight,
it's Nikki.
And Mark. Shouldn't you be saying, like, LPN afterwards or something?
No, I'm not one of those people.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody goes with really short names because...
I am Intergalactic Space Wizard.
I thought it was Space Lord.
Space King was King? What I used to
I like Wizard better.
But I decided that I would give up my crown because, and continue my wizardly duties.
Actually, with the glasses and, you're getting a little older, so there's a little more gray there.
I am quite gray.
If you wore the actual wizard's hat, that might actually be a look for you.
I have it upstairs.
Okay.
Shall I go get it for you?
I mean, maybe during break or something.
Right. Yeah. Not right now.
Yeah.
If you want to see my gray hair, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Indeed. Or you can stream the video of tonight's show over at video.freetalklive.com because we are on streaming live on Odyssey 7 nights a week.
So if I go to video.freetalklive.com, mm-hmm. What will I see immediately? What do I have to do to make a video work?
I believe, on a computer, on a web browser,
yep.
You will see a big square. That's the Odyssey stream, mm-hmm. And it'll have a big play button.
Currently, it's Nikki. I can see it. I can see it over the monitor over there.
Yeah, as long as you're
by the way,
at the top right.
Lots better to look at than myself, I got to say.
Nobody at all questioned the decision to do the show with Nikki as opposed to Richie Rich. So that says something about Nikki.
Thank you.
You know.
Yeah, well, I listened to the show. The only time I've sent an email of praise regarding the show in the last year that I haven't really been on the air, it was regarding the show that you, Richie Rich, and Nikki did. And I really like the chemistry of what's going on.
We have so much fun on Sunday night.
Yeah.
It's really great. It's like our silly night. Everybody talks about serious stuff during the week, and we're like, we're going to talk about sharks and, you know, obscure things.
Indeed.
We try to keep it a little lighter than the rest of the week.
I found it to be very compelling radio.
And Richie Rich will be back next week.
I'm a fan.
So you have that to look forward to. So
Nikki, I was declared the best-looking man at the Talkers Convention on Friday, though.
Congratulations.
By one talk show host lady. Were you there for that?
I
would really like
probably
you,
there,
if,
but like you know,
yeah, I'd like it if somebody would corroborate.
I'm like
this.
Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. That's I see nothing.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
You look a little bit like him without if you didn't have the beard. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to lose some weight, bro.
Oh, he wasn't that fat, was he?
He was a fat ass.
Okay.
Yeah. He was like double chin, triple chin kind of guy. You could see his like little tiny chin.
He was my favorite part of the show.
Yeah. I was a fan. I wasn't even a fan really of any of the characters so much as I was the tunnels.
Yeah.
And the nifty way that they had the mechanisms, you know, set up to the one that was under the doghouse in the guard dog shack. And they had one where like they would reach under and like flip a button or whatever. And like the bottom bunk would just like lift up and there's a stairway going down into the tunnels that they had there.
I have no clue what you're talking about, but it sounds fun.
Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes was a show that the captain and I are 1 year separated. He was born in 72. I was born in 71. And, you know, these are the things we grew up on.
Yep.
This is before Dukes of Hazzard.
It was a sitcom based in World War II.
Oh, okay.
Where they had all been captured.
POWs, yeah.
POWs at Stalag 13. But they basically ran the thing because Nazis are dumb, right? And so, you know, they used it as sort of a base to carry out spying missions and this, that, and the other. But it was a comedy. And a funny one.
Quite a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Many, many good characters. We have lots of things to talk about tonight, plus your calls and your thoughts, which you can call in 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. Phones are open. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in a bit. We have plenty to talk about. There's many things on my mind that I'm surprised Free Talk Live has not been able to get to yet, but, you know, the callers come first in most respects. So I'm going to kick things off with this from LifeSiteNews.com. There's a new social credit app to reward Italian citizens for virtuous behavior. That's the headline. Citizens using the app will be rewarded for things such as recycling, using public transport, managing energy well, and not getting fined.
What are the rewards?
Well, that's a good question.
I find this terrifying.
So,
just saying.
I do, too. And so I've already read through the article once, and this is already deployed in Rome. That's their sort of beta test, if you will, of this thing. It is... I'm going to say it's voluntary, so like the government's not saying you have to download this thing on your phone and you have to use it. They're saying it's voluntary, at least for the moment, but it doesn't make it any less scary.
Well, what's the incentive?
Well, a new app. This is out of Bologna, Italy, so it could be all Bologna. A new app recently released in Italy presents striking similarities with China's social credit system by rewarding some citizens for their behavior through a point system. The Smart Citizen Wallet was presented at a March 29th press conference on digital innovation in Bologna, where Mayor Matteo Lepore and Massimo Bugani, director of the city's digital agenda, discussed the project. The fact that a city has a digital agenda...
Yeah, it doesn't sound
like good. Who invented that term, and also could you make it sound more evil, perhaps? Like,
sorry,
that's what I envisioned them.
I know.
The digital agenda. according to local newspaper, which described the concept as similar to a supermarket points collection. The app is already active in Rome, where it is currently in the experimental stages. It's set to be launched in Bologna this fall. Citizens using the app will be rewarded for things such as recycling, using public transportation, managing energy well, and not getting fined. So I don't understand how you get rewards for a negative thing, for a not thing. But
well, they can't say that yet.
Well, that's sort of the point is that this once we have the positives, then the negatives come in, right?
The so-called virtuous behaviors will allow citizens to improve their score and win points that they will be able to, quote, spend, unquote, on various awards, such as discounts and free cultural activities.
I want the presidential the Medal of Freedom. Give me that. We'll get some awards.
Well, and, like, so these are obviously government awards.
Yeah, clearly.
And so the government is going to pay for supposed cultural activities. I got news for you people. Culture is not government. Society is not government. These two terms exist independently because they're not the same thing. If government disappeared tomorrow, society would still exist and culture would still exist. Culture is not dictated by government, but they sure as heck want you to believe that it is, at least in this particular instance. What we call a new water system for the city is being built, he said. In the coming years, many services will go digital in Italy. We have an ambitious project here that is built on solid foundations. I don't understand why they're saying a new water system.
Well, they did say for energy usage, and maybe what he's saying here is that rather than using, I don't know, traditional pricing models in order to limit people's use of utilities and things like that, they're going to go with, Mario points.
Oh,
shoot, I said Mario points in regard to an Italian system.
You culturalist.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of a common video game, but darn.
That's what it feels like, though. It feels like a video game, and I feel like governments are trying to turn, like, disassociate people from reality, like with all the VR stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, don't pay attention to the real world. Like, this is all a simulation.
Bugani stated...
That's some deep stuff. I'm terrified now.
I mean,
the pucker factor's just increased.
And not on your face either.
Right. Well, it says. Suddenly I have a sour face. I don't know why.
Bugani stated that this new smart citizen wallet app will be made available to the citizens of Bologna after the summer. Obviously, no one will be forced to participate, he said. Those who want to will be able to give consent when downloading and using the app.
Soon you won't be able to get on the bus without this thing.
603-283-6160. Do you want your government rewarding you or disincentivizing you for your behaviors? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
listening. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
I did want to mention, we were talking just during the break about one of my favorite bands, Suicidal Tendencies, and some of the zany lyrics that they have.
I'm not crazy.
That's one of them. That's one of their most popular ones. But they have one, a song called Suicidal Failure. And part of the lyrics are, I'm a suicidal failure, I gotta have some help, have suicidal tendencies, but I can't kill myself. And it talks about how he took all his mother's sleeping pills, he jumped off a freeway bridge.
That's on the same album as the Institutionalized.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. He drank three kinds of poison and drove his car off a ridge, but like he can't die for some reason. Yeah. So it's a very interesting song, very controversial in its day.
Well, G.G. Allen really made it so that punk was far less controversial. Anything less, any less than eating your own. Never mind.
Well, we have a story later on in this broadcast about, well, eating something, and we'll get to that as the show goes on. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. You may recall back in 2018 when I was running as a Libertarian for Congress for the Libertarian Party nomination for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District of New Hampshire, and one of your then talk show hosts, Daryl W. Perry, filed with the Ballot Law Commission to have them block me, to have them not include my name in the Libertarian Party ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a byproduct of that issue that I want to bring up here, a benefit of what happened. You see, when he did that, I said, gee, I got to find out what the laws are. Well, the best thing to do is go to the Ballot Law Commission's website, and there they have all these cases, and I can find a precedent where they cannot kick somebody out for not really towing the party line. And I found it in case number 2015-5, mm-hmm. where a former chairman of the Republican Party of New Hampshire, keep in mind Daryl is a former chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, who filed to block my name from being included in the ballots. The former chairman of the Republican Party of New Hampshire filed to block Donald Trump's name from being included in the Republican Party ballots for the 2016 primary and cited a laundry list of reasons why Mr. Trump is such a bad candidate that he's not even fit to be called a Republican. That was 2015, a big difference between then and now when Republican candidates, a lot of them are falling all over each other. Picture on the cover of Newsweek a few weeks back, bend the knee. And so I would not have known about that case had I not been motivated to check precedent cases in the Ballot Law Commission. But now everybody knows, and Free Talk Live listeners have a talking point, you know, Trump is such a bad candidate. So, but now they are worshiping a guy who's like totally unfit to be called a Republican or was before then. And then they found out, well, yeah, he's a crazy jackass, but he gets the crazy jackass vote, and those votes count.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it.
If the joke has been said, they're gone. Yeah. Like, if it's good, you let him go.
I was actually thinking that the other day about how people are still worshiping Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why are... I just don't understand how people can worship politicians so much. I guess their thing is, well, we love that he's not a politician and he's a businessman and, you know, well, people have their reasons, but it just seems so odd to me.
It's the closest thing people get to... you know, a factual deity, right? One that can be presented to you in front of you and on the television, you know, in like...
Yeah, I guess I just really, you know, don't feel that way.
God is not going to go on parade, right? Yeah. You know, he's not going to show up at the 4th of July parade in a, you know, even a bubble like the Pope does and wave at you and that kind of a thing. So politicians are the closest thing humankind gets to a physical deity, one that you can say is real, one that you can point to and maybe go and see when he comes to your town and that kind of thing. So people love to idolize people in power. I don't know why, because it's a really bad quality.
Sounds like a mental disorder to me.
It does. And I believe it is. We've covered it a bunch here on Free Talk Live. Statism is a religion. And so it just so happens that the way the government is set up in the United States, that we change our deity every 4 years.
Yeah, it has qualities of a religion. I think it's also akin to a team sport. You know, if you really liked your team, whatever your team might be, you know, the South Florida Fire Ants,
right,
or whatever it might be,
yeah,
you're never going to... Like, nothing's going to convince you otherwise. I mean, you know, there may be bad management, but so what? I still love my team.
Right.
You know, and it's fascinating.
It's brand loyalty, but yep, on a whole different scale.
Right. Walmart can't get this.
Right.
Target's gotten tapped into it a little bit, but not Walmart. Like, they just can't somehow do it because, you know, super serving your customers in a particular – not good enough.
Yeah. Who does have – Starbucks has it.
Does that work Starbucks still? Versus Dunkin' Donuts people.
Yep. Let's see, who else? You mentioned Target already. Oh, Whole Foods.
Car brands are huge with it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Chevy guy, I'm a Ford guy, and your Toyota sucks, and you know, that kind of thing.
I was about to say I can't relate to any of this, but then you said the car guy thing, and I'm like, you know what, I... Definitely, I'm a car person, and kind of fall victim to that a little bit.
And like even the gun guys to some extent. Oh, yeah, you have a Glock, you should be carrying a Sig or whatever, right?
Indeed.
That kind of a thing.
In fact, it should be a Ruger.
My point has been made. let's move right along, and let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that's all basically interconnected what you were saying before. Most governments are behind the curve. The public is usually in the middle, and sometimes there are governments and organizations that are ahead of the curve.
I'm sorry, you're talking about the social credit app that's been deployed in Rome, is that right?
Exactly. Okay. In other words, if you want to get people to do something, it's much better to instead of punishing people to get to do something or fining them or putting them in jail, the best way to do it is to reinforce them by giving them a little present on a variable ratio reinforcement schedule. In other words, if you put somebody at different intersections, and when you see a person being kind to other drivers on the road, you flag them down and give them a little present for yielding the right of way and for two or three cars and letting little old ladies cross the street and being brave and giving people a smile.
See, I thought when they did that, they were just trying to look in your car for weed in the ashtray or something.
Right.
That's probably more likely.
Yeah, that seems like a lot more likely.
Right. Any excuse they can muster up and invent.
What if you run from one of these positive traffic stops? Or just try to give them a coupon to Big Fatties.
Yeah, to go to dinner or whatever.
Well, in that case, you don't punish the person. You suggest that they go to a little group in the evenings, maybe a group of four or five, where they help each other to get back on the right track in life. And instead of finding people who are getting themselves in more trouble by finding other people who are already in trouble, you get them into a track of people who are trying to improve themselves. And you have reliable help.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of positive reinforcement. I'm so jaded towards state organizations at this point that I hate the idea of them doing it.
It is a horrible idea for them to do it. It is horrible.
Let's take the organization that's murdered millions in the last 100 years and turn them into nice guys.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 70 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisory for the next few days, as heat during the day can be potentially deadly, according to the National Weather Service. Advisories cover nearly the entire state of Texas and Oklahoma and extend as far east as Tennessee. St. Louis, Missouri resident Melissa Davenport on Fox 2 News tells them how she beats the heat by getting up early in the morning.
This plays an important role. 6 a.m. or less could be 5:45, 5:30. I'm even looking to go down a little bit earlier than 6. So whatever it takes just to jump, get ahead of the heat.
Idaho police arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front on Saturday. A whistleblower saw them loading into a U-Haul truck and called authorities. The men were arrested for misdemeanors after being pulled over near an LGBTQ pride event in Coeur d'Alene. USA Radio News. In the last couple of weeks, military aircraft accidents have been mounting. They include the June 9th crash of an Osprey that killed all five on board, the June 3rd crash of an FA-18E in which the pilot died, the June 6th crash of an Army AH-64 Apache helicopter, which injured both crew members, the June 9th crash of a Seahawk, which injured one person, and the June 2nd incident in which an Air National Guard F-16 skidded off the runway. A commission has been set up to make recommendations, and the Pentagon's Office of Personnel and Readiness has accepted the commission's recommendations and have been working on responses. The Senate will vote on a bill this week to extend veterans' health care and benefits for those exposed to toxic chemicals. The Wounded Warrior Project says it's a huge deal, particularly for those the post-9/11 wounded, ill, and injured. End quote. It's called the Sergeant First Class Health Robinson Honoring Our Pact Act, and is heading back to the House for final approval. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. What the heck are you listening to? It's called Free Talk Live.
F it. We'll do it live.
We're no Bill O'Reilly, and thank God.
You got to see him Friday, didn't
that
you?
That guy is off his rocker. Oh, my gosh. I know best because I have a degree, and therefore my idea is the right idea.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, sounds legit.
That
sounds like a technocrat to me.
I'm paraphrasing, but that is, you know.
Well, what was his proposal?
His proposal was he wanted to federalize all gun crime as a solution to the gun violence problem in the United States.
States are just letting people off for shooting people.
Yeah, his rationale is, well, if a guy goes and shoots up a place in this state, then the state government has to deal with it in this way and that way, and it's different than the way they deal with it in this state or this other state, and they deal with it different than these other two states, and so we need to make sure they're all treated the same across the board, so let's federalize all gun crime.
Why even have states? Why don't we just have one massive state?
Indeed. Right. And
I don't give many ideas.
Where did they power? Well, believe me, they've had that idea for 150 years.
Well, they want just one state for the entire globe.
That much is true. But, you know, the question that I would have if I were sitting up with Bill O'Reilly is, where does the Constitution give the federal government this sort of power?
Good question.
Because, I mean, at this point, we've taken the General Welfare Clause and stretched it out from, the tiny little loophole that it was to a giant jogging track. We've taken the interstate commerce clause and stretch that baby out to the point that it's ridiculous.
Should be renamed Hefty Easy Flaps by this point.
There's really only four things that the federal government's supposed to do. Maintain post roads. I think we're okay on that one. I guess you'd call the interstates the post roads.
By post roads, you mean roads for the postal service to travel upon.
Correct.
Not like something that exists after roads are gone.
Correct.
In the post-road
era. No. These are roads for
you know, when we all have our hovercrafts that we were supposed to get by the year 2000.
And weights and measures. So, I mean, you know they're messing that up. If you're still measuring things in feet and inches, you know the federal government's messed up weight and measures. Maintain a military and I think it's the Supreme Court after that.
I don't think there should be an organization that does any of that without consent. And currently that's what we have, is an organization that does all of that.
If that organization,
if they even do any of that, really.
If that organization maintained its, you know, just within its purview. And so forget Social Security, forget, you know, Medicare, forget all of the welfare programs that, you know, the trickle down and, you know, all that stuff. Forget all of that. If it just maintained the military, it could do so with a corporate tax. And corporations are created by governments. Now, they're created by state governments.
Mm-hmm.
We could, you know, make the argument that, you know, there would be a federal corporation, whatever. So if they just did it with corporate tax, which would be voluntary because you would not have to incorporate, then you would have something. There's some argument for you at that point.
If it were voluntary, I don't have a problem with it.
Yes.
But it
is. The problem is that what they're doing is taking their own governmental powers to corporations, and they're absolving of some responsibility for their actions. That's what a corporate veil is.
I love that word, governmental. Emphasis on the mental.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of one thing the government does that is voluntary.
Oh, it doesn't. Everything that it does, everything that it does is enforced by a gun. Every piece of paper, every ordinance, every law, every statute, everything that they do is a piece of paper with a gun behind it. The only tool government has at their disposal to accomplish anything is force. That's the only tool they ever use, because they don't have any, and that's their entire existence is based on coercion and violation of consent. That's why I maintain it shouldn't exist.
I get your point. I think the government could be voluntary in so much as it could be private. Like, so for instance, you opt into a homeowners association.
Sure, yeah.
There's a governmental agency.
I mean, you and I have talked recently about the difference between government as an organization,
yep,
and the ideas of governance.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not against governance.
Humans need it, I think.
We're going to need stuff like sewers and water and, you know, the things that government claims monopolies on now. Security services, roads, right? You know, those types of things. We need those things. But we know that these things can be provided in a free market.
If it's worth it. I mean, if it's a good thing.
If it has value.
Right.
It will be provided in the market.
The marketplace will absolutely provide it. Think about this for a second. Let's step down for just one second as people are stuck to the roof of their cars listening to us on the radio saying the government isn't necessary. You know, think about trash pickup. Maybe they do governmental trash pickup where you are, but they don't do governmental trash pickup everywhere. But the trash still gets picked up.
Whoa.
It's amazing.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Think of that.
Now, there's certainly places that don't do governmental trash pickup. The trash doesn't get picked up. The people just throw it on the side of the road. But that's usually has to do with a cultural thing as opposed to a, you know, because there's places like, I don't know, Keene, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm,
where we are doing, from whence we do this show. What do they call that when you say the same thing twice? Redundant?
Redundancy? Echoing dual repetitive redundancy?
Yeah, I
you
just
can
said,
say that again.
From whence. Anyway, whence we do this show is the, there's no government garbage pickup. But it's not, the streets are not littered with trash.
Well, weird. How does that happen, Mark?
It happens because people don't want the streets littered with trash.
Do you just chuck your trash on the streets, Nikki?
No. Never.
Nikki doesn't actually even create trash. She like eggshells and banana peels is about the sum total of her
I'm
trash.
A huge fan of composting.
Right.
I just don't have anywhere to put it here. But.
Isn't there? Well, we'll talk about the garden thing later. Yeah, I believe there's a garden area where it might be useful, but
not anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But.
All right.
Back in the back corner of the property.
I want to swing back real quick to the rest of this article about this social credit app in Italy, because there's some some folks who obviously are not on board with this kind of a thing. Some journalists and bloggers in Italy, France, and Germany have pointed out that the concept behind this particular app bears striking similarities with China's social credit system. This, too, rewards citizens according to a system of points. This was not lost on many users of social media, blah, 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 blah. Others have pointed to similarities with other digital projects, such as the digital ID wallet by Thales, and have warned that such projects could allow government to usher in a social credit system like China's in the West. These practices, if poorly developed or used, can lead to serious limitations on and violations of citizens' rights and freedoms, as well as discriminatory practices, which are also achieved through technological means, such as social credit systems or social scoring, the statement read.
I just can't really see this going well.
No, me neither.
They're saying, like, oh, well, it might go badly. I just don't think it's possible for this to go well, especially if people aren't voluntarily opting into it, if it's a thing that everybody has to do.
The reason that the grocery stores can give you these rewards cards and things like that is because it's part of their competitive edge. They want to compete with all the other grocery stores for your business, whereas in the case of government, there's no competition.
They don't have the market signals in the same way. So, for instance, we're talking about recycling, seems to be one that's coming up strongly here. All recycling isn't the same. There's so composting, I'm high on. I think it's a great idea. And in fact, I would go so far as to say we don't compost nearly as enough in this, in our culture. However, and I'm also for the recycling of metals, specifically aluminum cans. But, steel and all this other stuff, great stuff. Plastics, on the other hand, half the I just gave a statistic. I shouldn't do that. Some of the time, a not trivial amount of the percentage of the time, they take that plastic and they bury it, and it wasn't recycled at all.
So when I was in college, I was very big on recycling. I'm like, everybody has to recycle. Like,
because you're a good person.
Well, I also bought into a lot of the fear of, like, global warming and climate change and all that. So whatever, we had recycling bins at the college I went to, and then I watched the janitor dump the recycling into the trash. And then I went home and told my sister, and she's like, yeah, that happens a lot. It's not just your school.
One small tear snakes down the side of your face.
Yep.
Wasn't that your dreams were crushed? The Native American, the commercial?
Yeah.
Had the tear as he saw the
landfill. Iconic.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up. Do you recycle?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program that's also on the internet and some satellite stations. So, in that essence, we're worldwide. But you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
We've been talking about, well, this social credit app that's been deployed already in the Rome area of Italy, soon to be deployed elsewhere. It is scary. It looks just like the Chinese version. It's got all the same sorts of things wrapped into it, and it's the government's way of trying to give you reward points as if it were a grocery store rewards card, but the government is not a grocery store. You don't shop at.
And this is how you would roll this out in a democratic country. So, whereas China, they could just roll it out because they're authoritarians, and then they can say, and what are the kind of things that they limit you if you're a bad China a Chinese person? What do you what bad things happen to you on your social credit?
You get slow internet. You can't take
throttled
flights.
Internet.
Yeah.
You can't fly.
Yeah.
Right. You got to take a donkey.
Yeah, you'll get the worst of the services. Worst ends of it. Right. So yeah. Instead of getting prompt customer service from, say, some government agency, you're going to get the worst of it because, well, you don't have the points, bro.
Right. But that's not where it stops, right? Yeah. Then next thing you know, the computer in your car is going to get shut off, so you can't use your vehicle.
Yep.
You know.
And even the free market version of this, if anybody listening is a fan of the TV show Black Mirror, they did a great episode of this where it's sort of like the almost like the Facebook app meets the social credit app, where society is just based on people going around going, oh, I like you, oh, I don't like you. Mm-hmm. You rate everybody with how many stars, whatever interaction you have to rate that interaction, and uh-huh. So it is super scary.
And this is where the old adage that the tall, good looking, and high IQ sort of rule.
Right.
Imagine if you can string words together a little more readily than the next person, of course somebody's going to like you better. If you look better than the next person, people like you.
Yeah.
Take it from me, folks.
And now, if you have a better social credit score than somebody else, why... Yeah, you know, what's that going to get you, right? And we moved on from that, and we were talking about recycling and the trash system and how, like, in the absence of government, their monopoly on the, quote, services and products, unquote, that they provide, right? In the absence of that, like, these things would still exist because, well, the market provides things of value. So if it has value, the market will find a way to provide it. And so we got into talking about, you know, recycling and that kind of thing. I mentioned during the break to just you guys, I'll mention it now on air, that I think the idea of recycling is cool if you are like an entrepreneur and you are trying to find like cheap materials, that kind of thing. You're like, oh, I found a new use for plastic in my new version of concrete. I'm just going to take and find all the used plastic I can, chop it up into little bits, mix it in with concrete, and now I've got a different type of material.
That's a great idea, and they do that, but the problem is that plastic costs more than do. They that's a whole different type of recycling. It costs plastic. Recycled plastic still costs more. Just collecting plastic costs more than digging rocks out of the ground.
Right.
And this is why they use rocks for filler for concrete, because the plastic costs more. The dump doesn't want to give up your plastic for free and admit that recycling doesn't work. They want to believe very strongly that there is a demand for plastics.
Yep. With that all said, let's go to Jill in Richmond, Virginia, who's calling. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I was raised in Augusta County. At least we moved there when I was about 4 and a half.
What state is that in? Augusta County?
Virginia.
Virginia, sorry.
Part of Virginia.
Yeah.
And Stanton is a county seat.
Okay.
Anyway, we moved into Augusta County. And what my father did, he usually went out in the yard, at the edge of the yard, and he dug a hole about 3 foot deep, and that was a garbage hole.
Mm-hmm.
So we would take the garbage, and somebody would take the garbage out of the kitchen at different times and throw it in the garbage hole. And he said the dogs were coming around that garbage hole, so he rigged up some kind of thing with electric wires. He was an electrician. He knew a lot about electricity.
Okay.
So he rigged up something with an electric wire. So if the dogs came around and try to mess in that hole, they got a shock, a mild shock. He didn't intend to electrocute them. They just get a mild shock enough to scare them and keep them to stay away from that hole.
Sure.
And that was how it was done. And then later we had a separate hole called the can hole, and we smashed cans and threw the tin cans in that hole.
Interesting.
And
yeah, now they're worth something.
Yeah. Later, when we moved back Highway 340 into the woods, my father built some kind of machine where my brother and I put the can hole in, and this would smash the cans. But my mother thought that wasn't too good, I believe. We just took a can opener and took the other end of the can off and just stamped them flat in the kitchen.
Yeah, there's all sorts of lessons to be taken from the past, and I think, Nikki, you brought up composting a bit ago, and I think all three of us agree that humans don't compost enough. I have talked on air about a way that you can actually generate free heat in the wintertime by using compost. All you do is you put a copper coil inside of your compost bin and you run some water through. All you need is like a pump that's the equivalent of like an aquarium pump.
You have to have a lot of compost to heat a house with this.
Sure, but you
can be done.
It still can be done, and also it's free, right?
Yep.
Outside of the investment in materials to make it go. So there's all sorts of good things that can come. My example of recycling that I thought is pretty cool is when these biodiesel people started coming around and figuring out how to make biodiesel, and they went around to all the restaurants who would otherwise throw out their fry oil and made use of that, turning that into biodiesel and running it in their Volkswagens or whatever. I'm like, oh, that's thinking. Here's a thing that's otherwise going in the trash, right, that they've now made some use of and turned it into fuel, and in fact it smells great. If you get behind one of these things, it smells like french fries.
Sounds like making french fries.
So these, to me, these are the ideas that we need, that where recycling is going to come in. It does not need to be forced upon people.
With the electric fence idea that she mentioned, you can now get these, they're lower voltage electric fence chargers that are solar. So you can put it out there, and it doesn't, as long as it's not grounded out, you got to make sure that this one isn't grounded out. But in that case, you can keep it kind of high above the hole. I had the same situation going on, well, similar situation. I had deer coming in and helping themselves to my apple orchard. And I also had a soft-hearted woman who wouldn't let me shoot them. So I had to come up with some other solution that included that, so I got the old solar enforcer, and I got to see it one day, and it was just filled my heart with joy when that little doe jumped about 6 feet in the air after getting her nose zapped.
My uncle made something similar for his bird feeder. The squirrels were climbing up it and getting the bird feed, so he has this whole, like, pulley-type contraption that shocks the squirrels. It was very, very innovative.
Oh, amazing.
Furry-tailed tree rats.
Jill, did you have anything further to share?
I guess not.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
Boy, this is flyover country talk, isn't it?
Flyover country talk?
Yeah, country talk.
Oh, country talk. I mean, there's all sorts of lessons. She was talking about the garbage hole. I mean, that's really nothing more than a compost bin, right?
I had to dig up a few of those. So I had pigs out at that same property I was referring to, and they found stuff from decades ago. Old crockery, glass. I'm like, oh, well, this bottle for beer is probably 60 years old. Somebody wants this.
Well, look, a cast iron pan or whatever.
Yeah. What used
Thanks,
to be a
pigs.
Yeah.
But again, just to, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but the idea of recycling, I think, will come naturally with people looking for, you know, lower cost materials. Right, or materials they can get for free, even if it's for like a startup company or something like that, until they get themselves into a place where they're making enough money that they can buy the materials that, you know, that are better or whatever, or newer or whatever, that kind of a thing. But I think recycling is a good idea, and that it comes naturally to humans as a species, as a culture. It's not necessary for government to force it upon people, in my opinion.
I foresee a world where we spend far less time traveling. We have solar panels. Maybe they were 3D printed. That the 3D printers basically make all of our household goods. You don't have to go to Walmart for the plastic crap made in China. And that's the only cost is the medium with which the 3D printer makes stuff. Now, I don't know how soon it is, but I'm hoping for it.
Coming up, we'll talk about a strangely shaped breakfast cereal. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.